1290.
Search and rescue crews have recovered the body of a third employee killed at an explosion at a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Search and rescue personnel are recovering the body of a third employee killed in the explosion and fire at a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois. One more body is believed to still be in the debris. Fire Marshal Stephen Lindsay.
This is by no means over until we've located all victims. We will still be working in conjunction with the private demolition extrication crew, and the coroner's office is hand in hand with us in there every minute.
It's still not clear what caused the blast, which was felt for miles around. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Passengers are telling their stories of what it was like to be on board a chartered 737 airliner when it slid off a runway and into a river on a Florida military base.
It started getting a little more turbulent, and without notice, we kind of just felt like a thud, and then it was just a loud, loud collision. It was a loud impact. It was a big impact.
That's passenger Darwin Silva. Now, 143 passengers were on board, but no one was killed or seriously injured. The plane attempted to land at a naval air base in Jacksonville when it happened. And finally, it was back on this date in 1941 when Bob Hope did his first USO show before an audience of servicemen as he broadcast his radio program from Marchfield in Riverside, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Good afternoon, folks. The weather this afternoon is isolated showers after 2 p.m. It'll be partly sunny with a high near 72, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour, and a chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, isolated showers before 10 p.m., patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 51, and winds from the south around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm after midnight. And there's a 20% chance of precipitation. Tuesday, chance of showers after 2 p.m., patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 78, great, south winds 3 to 8 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. Tuesday night, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. North winds around 5 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch is possible. Wednesday, guess what? A slight chance of showers. Partly sunny with a high near 64. And Wednesday night, chance of showers, mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 50. Chance of precipitation is 30%, and new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch is possible. Thursday, guess you know already, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 60, and chance of precipitation is 50%. Thursday night, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 55, and the chance of precipitation is 60%.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers, have no paid staff, work out of our homes, use our own phones, that sort of thing. And what we try to do is we try to help people who have someone in their family or know someone, work someone, something like that, who may have a mental health problem, and we try to help them get through it and things to do and what not to do, etc. And we also try to help the person, if they come to us with a mental health issue, to get the right type of treatment, recommending where they should go to get the treatment. We also run a class, which is called the Family to Family class, which is 12 weeks. You do not have to be a member of NAMI to join, but you do have to register. And it talks about medication, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. It tries to get the person or couple or whoever taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. We also run a support group the third Thursday of every month. Again, you don't have to be a member of NAMI to come to the support group. You don't even have to register. You just have to, you can just come. It's held from 7 to 8:30 at 52 East Main Street in Flemington, and it's the third Thursday of the month. If you have any questions or anything like that, or would like to have some questions and need some answers for, you can reach out to us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but we do have a lady who monitors it for us and checks it at least twice a day. And we promise you we will get back to you as soon as possible. Today we are very privileged, if I can speak, to have with us Shay Dibley, who is a NAMI board member and someone with a mental health issue who is going on with his life. Shay's married, has two children, and has just recently opened up his own insurance office in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Shay, we've known you since you've been well into recovery and doing good. Also, I want to mention that today is Shay's birthday, and we won't say how old he is.
Oh, no, definitely not.
No.
No. Thank you, Larry. A pleasure to be here with you. Do this.
You might want to take the mic out of there.
Yeah.
And just hold it.
I might do that.
You know. Oh. See?
Okay.
What I mean?
That works. Anyway, thank you, Larry. I'm a pleasure to be here. And I work with Larry at NAMI in a more junior position for quite some time. I've been a board member since 2009, so it really means a lot to me as well.
Well, we're privileged to have you, you know. And, now, I know, like I said, since we've known you, you've been well into recovery and doing well. How was it prior to that?
You know, prior to that, I think I had 10 years where it was just just very difficult for about 10 years. But thankfully, with my rational mind being what it was and constantly trying to refine what I do with the help of medication also, I'm not saying that it was easy. It was difficult, but certainly I had the support. I had my own way of coping with it, and I think sometimes that's important, just learning new ways to cope with things. And sometimes just always just looking to try to have hope yourself. And it's tough when people don't have that support, because that's really important too.
Right.
You know, along with your own efforts in your own life. You know.
What was your diagnosis?
Schizoaffective disorder.
Right? Okay. So
it took about 4 years for that diagnosis to come out. Before that, it was a aggravated depression or some sort of unknown type of diagnosis until they get. And diagnosis isn't all that there is. You know, that's certainly a way to help you sort of address some types of symptoms, but it's really on a spectrum, and everyone's...
And unfortunately, a lot of the symptoms of the various mental illnesses are the same.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just so,
varying
degrees. Try to, you know, establish what a person actually has takes time, because it's difficult.
It does. And you need to evaluate with a professional over time.
Right. I know my son has been, you know, diagnosed quite a while now as paranoid schizophrenic. And, but he, you know, he spent almost 3 years in a state hospital and was in and out after that more times than we care to count.
Of course.
But right now he's considered a success story.
Absolutely.
Like you.
But he's even got things that are challenges on top of that.
Right.
So, you know, let's...
Right, he's also epileptic.
So just very, very strong thinking, always praying for your son too, and all people who are helping with people with mental illness, which really encompasses pretty much everybody.
Right.
Pretty much everybody.
Right. So. You know, it's the latest survey they feel is 1 in 4, and that's not New Jersey or the United States.
That's
the world.
Caregivers.
Right. That's the world.
Right.
That's the people who are affected by mental illness, not counting the caregivers or, you know, in-laws or whatever.
Right.
I mean in-laws. I mean, you know.
Whatever.
But you know what I mean.
Whatever you're...
But, you know, like I said, both you and my son are considered success stories.
Absolutely.
My son has been 4 years now working at BJ's, has his own apartment for the last about 7 years, and takes his meds religiously. And volunteers at the hospital one day a week. In fact, that's where he is right now. He's at the, they have a volunteer dinner up at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse.
Think how far he's come.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just the same as me. I've come a long way because I couldn't hold a job for part of the time that where I was having these symptoms. However, I will say that when I did join NAMI as a board member, I was working at a bank. And in the 5 years that I was an employee at the bank working as a branch manager for most of it, I missed 1 week of work the entire 5 years.
Right.
So, but I mean, obviously you have to manage as you go along, because not every day is going to be the same. Sometimes it gets better. Sometimes it gets a little bit worse.
And you have to enjoy the good days.
Right.
Because you don't know when a bad day is going to come.
Exactly.
And they may come.
Or they may not.
You know, but you have to be aware that they may.
Right.
And I know when I'm talking to people, I will say, you know, enjoy the good days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your loved one, if you're a caregiver for a loved one, and they're having a fairly good period of time, enjoy it.
Right.
Because you don't know how it's going to flow 2 weeks from now or next week or tomorrow.
Right.
You know.
And you also don't know what that person's coping mechanism has built up to yet.
Right.
How long have they been coping with it to come up with solutions of their own to combat them?
Right.
Because
right.
it really comes down to that.
And your wife has been very supportive over the years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Been married for 13 years, have two wonderful boys. One's in middle school and one's in elementary school. So I'm very happy to say that they're doing just fine and everyone as well. So again, I count my blessings every day. I really do, because I'm able to own a business, which is my farmer's insurance agency in Washington, able to, you know, function as a regular productive member of society, which is what I always wanted,
you know,
but unfortunately it's not always that same trajectory. It's different for everybody, and their own version of success might be having one day of relief, right?
Right.
Just that first day.
Right.
Yeah.
And then go on from there.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that's what a lot of times you have to do,
right.
Or the people have to do.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes, and we'll be back real shortly, like I said, in a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged to have with us Shay Dibley today. Shay is a NAMI board member, and he has recently opened his insurance company in Washington. And he's married, like he said before, and has two children. And I know that Shay wanted to talk about youth, teens, college kids, whatever. And in this day and age, you don't see too many young people walking and looking ahead. They're looking down on their cell phone or their little thing that they're tickling. I can't imagine I can't imagine that you'd have that many things you want to click and text and all that jazz about. I certainly don't, you know.
I agree. I try to unplug as much as I can, you know, a lot of times just because it's so freeing sometimes, you know, to stop that stimulation, just to not have that form of stimulation as your main focus.
Right. You know, it's amazing because a lot of times, you know, I'll be driving somewhere and I'll look and there'll be people on a corner and none of them are looking at it. They're all looking down on their cell phones or whatever it is they're typing on.
I think they're trying to pass a law in New York where you cannot walk on the sidewalk across the street while you're actually looking at your phone.
Right.
Because I know a lot of unfortunate things are happening there now with pedestrians being struck, but some of it has to do with distracted walking.
Oh, yeah.
Distracted
absolutely.
Bicycling,
yep.
You know?
Yep. So I know that, you know, their younger age, and not only younger age, adults also, but, you know, youth, teens, college kids.
Right, and with Snapchat and Instagram and even newer things than that that probably haven't even really made it yet, your kids are communicating with the world around them. And you need to just sort of act as if you've always acted with everything and just be a guidepost to them, not act as sort of a... You need to watch over their shoulder. You need to say that you trust them, but also look after them and look at what they're looking at so that you can monitor along with asking your child questions, open-ended questions, and then listening to them.
Right.
Listening to their emotions and saying, is this normal? Do we need to get a professional involved? Or do we need to restrict social media usage? Or whatever the case is, whatever right. your corrective action is. But to try to... be involved and want to know about them without being a helicopter parent. Obviously,
right.
you need to let your kids make their own decisions because they're going to have to make their own decisions someday anyway. But if they're in middle school, you should be on top of them because this is where a lot of these happen. You know, with the 11, 12, 13, it's tragic, but unfortunately it's true that then we've marginalized this whole and just a matter of their parents, a guidance counselor, somebody intervening. And it just becomes then, I'm talking about, of course, completing suicide, it's tragic
right.
happenings, where we could have, somebody could have intervened.
Well, you know, I don't know what Instagram and Snapchat is. I do know what Facebook is, but the other two, I have no clue what they are. You know, and is it bad to use them, or is it just bad to use them 23 out of the 24 hours a day?
Well, so there's a happy balance, right? Because you don't want your kids to be off of social media because there's a future in it. You know, there is something to it. It's being social in a different way. So you don't want your kids to not be social. At the same time, you want to know what your kids are doing a little bit, at least a little bit, because you don't want to lose track of that. You want to know what's going on in your kid's mind.
And you know, the thing is, too, when we were young, when I was young, you're still young, but when I was young, you went out and played. You played baseball. You played football. You played, you know,
I do that
tag.
With
you
my
do
kids
the
as
whole,
much as I
whole
can.
Nine yards,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and you didn't have all this technology.
And two, you got to keep your kids distracted. In other words, involved. Have them have a purpose outside of school, whether it be sports, whether it be a youth organization, whether it be Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or Brownie Scouts. Or
and you know, the thing is, too, Shay, that I know someone who their son was a straight-A student on all sorts of, you know, things and president and vice president, I think he was vice president of his class, et cetera, et cetera, and played sports, did this, did that. And when he graduated, shortly after he graduated, he committed suicide.
Wow.
And the reason they found out was it was a note that he left or a letter that he left under his bed that said he didn't want to go to college. He had no desire to go to college. His parents were the ones who wanted him to go to college, and they chose what he had to do and what he had to do, and he was just tired of it. And he didn't care that he was president of the class or anything else. He just wanted to live a life. And unfortunately, in this day and age, a lot of parents are like that.
That's true.
And it's to the point where it's scary.
We can't live our lives vicariously through our children, but at the same time, if you don't involve them, it gives them too much time to worry.
Oh, I'm not saying you don't involve them.
I agree.
You know,
I think we should ask our children what's important to them, what's on their mind.
You know, and I can understand when it's like your kids, yeah, they like to play this and play that and play whatever. They're young.
Right.
They're little kids.
Right. Right.
You know, when they get to be teenagers,
they're making their own decisions.
You have,
more
yeah,
and more.
Right. And
but you know, that's
so you know, you can say to them, gee, Joe, I don't know, maybe you'd like to go to college, or maybe you'd want to go into service first and then go to college.
Or get your associate's degree, but not your bachelor's. Everyone's different.
Right. Or or trade school, like, you know, something like, or whatever.
Become, you know, go to nursing school or something. Whatever or, the case is. Something.
Or not go and, you know, for a while, or take a year off or whatever.
Right.
But I think a lot of times parents in this day and age press too hard, too much, and too often.
Right. And I think there's definitely a balance in that. There's definitely a balance. But we don't want to just say don't do that.
Oh, no.
But
no,
there's
I
a
agree.
Balance. You need to as self-reflect as a parent to say maybe this might not be the best thing for my child. I'm wishing them to do this. However, their priorities might be different. Don't forget they're a person. They're growing up in this world. Your job is to be a signpost, but not necessarily choosing their path for them.
Right.
For them.
Exactly.
You know, just because you did something doesn't mean they necessarily... I'm a perfect example of that. My father was a professional tennis player. Professional, like on the world tour. He was 32nd in the world at one time, had the fastest tennis serve in the world. So I had to grow up in that shadow, and I didn't realize that these tennis lessons now, I would love to have a tennis lesson with my father every time I want one, but it's, unfortunately, it's blah, blah, blah from father, blah, blah, blah from mother, blah, blah, blah. Someone, sometimes you need to just stop the blah, blah, blah and find out what's important to them, what's on their mind. Ask them many times what's on their mind. Ask them to open up to you and be a person that is going to do what you say and be and keep your promises. Don't make promises unless you choose to deliver on them. I'm not saying do what your kids ask you to do. I'm saying guide them, but don't press too hard because that was your life. That was what you wanted to do. That's not necessarily what they, as their own individual, will end up doing, even if you want it to the nth degree.
Right. And, you know, like in my situation, I was 16 through most of my senior year in high school. I graduated when I just turned 17. And I didn't want to go to college. I went to service. And ironically, while I was in the service, I was taking college classes, you know.
Right.
But I was in the service, you know. And but it's
and
not
thank
every
you for our service because all the service men and women out there, I mean, we really need to do a better job of helping them transition back.
And, you know, it's now it's so ironic because, well, you know, a lot of times I'll wear my, uniform, my hat, and people say, oh, thank you for your service.
You should.
And I appreciate it.
Proudly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, and I thank them back. And then I get to thinking, when I came back from overseas, they spit at us, you know. And called us baby killers and what have you. And now they're thanking us, you know.
Well,
and it's changed, so that's great, you know. Yeah. But it's just so, you know, different from when I came back, you know, what actually. And then I had just got out of the service, and I went to the VFW, and I wanted to join. And they told me Vietnam wasn't a war. I says, no? You want to tell that to the 50-some-odd thousand that got killed over there? That it wasn't a war,
you know.
And I, you know, so I'm an American Legion. You know? But
I like Farmers Insurance because my agency sign that's on my window is red, white, and blue. So I like that. I like those colors.
Right, exactly. There you go. All right. So in general, what is your opinion about these Instagram and all that jazz?
I just think that, again, you just need to monitor your kids. You shouldn't get kids younger than middle school ever on social media. But middle school is sort of a transitional period now. My 8-year-old doesn't have a phone. But my 12, going on 13-year-old, has had a phone for a little while now. But just yesterday, I just figured out how with Verizon that I can pause his internet completely. So not allow him to do anything. So that's going to be a tool that I would not like to have to use, but it is something that's good to have.
Right.
Like, boom.
Right.
He can make a call, he can make a text, but he can't go on any social media because I know because he can't use any data.
Right.
You know, and sometimes you need to just have that kind of protection as a parent, as a father, and as a mother, or whoever is caring for the kids, just to have that in the back of your mind, that they are communicating with everybody nobody. It's it used to be four guys used to come over to my house, or three guys used to come over to my house, and we used to sit and play video games. It was me and the guys, and we did whatever, and we played video games, and we went outside again. But now video games have become a larger part of kids' life, where we have to peel them away from these things, and they're all online.
Right.
So you don't know who they're talking to. Someone in Texas.
Right.
That's their friend. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. So. Exactly. You know, all right. Bullying. I know it's not just happening now, because it goes back to when I was in school. I remember going to a reunion after many, many years, and this gentleman comes up to me and he said, you're Larry Cartwright, correct? I says, yeah. He says, I never forgot you. I says, really? What did I do? You know? He says, three of the football players were trying to shove me in a locker, and you stepped in front of them and told them to try to put you in the locker. And if they raised a hand to you, you'd break every bone in their body. And they never bothered me again, ever. And he says, I just wanted to thank you again, you know.
Right.
I never even remembered that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he said it and then it, you know, started coming back a little bit.
It was more memorable, obviously, for him.
For him, yeah, obviously, you know. And I didn't even recognize him when he came up to me. So, I mean, bullying goes back to whenever.
Well, I was bullied when I was in middle school. So I'm happy that at least that's not the case with my son at this point. But he is very well behaved in school. I was suspended for acting out against a bully who had been bullying me for a long time. That they showed, they saw me hit him.
Right.
Because I was fed up. I was small.
Sure.
I was small at the time. And he was a lot bigger than me. He would swing his backpack and hit me into the locker, knock me with all his books and everything into the locker. He just was so much bigger than I was.
Right.
But you know what? My grandma says, good job. And my shish. And your mom is telling you that you got suspended, so you are in trouble. But good job.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's different ways that we deal with it. And sometimes, now with social media, with that form of bullying, sometimes it just makes sense, just like with everything, because now it's National Enquirer. Everything is National Enquirer. Whatever someone wants to post, wishes to, whether it's malintent, good intent, doesn't matter intent, can have unintended consequences. And once it's there, it's hard to ever take back. So you need to understand, like for your kids, also tell them that that's a hurtful thing to do, for them to do, in addition to being done for them.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. So.
Yeah. You know, and it's sad the way some react to people who are not, quote unquote, like them.
Right.
They may be gay or lesbian or whatever.
Yep.
And, you know, how they attack them.
Mm-hmm. And they could have autism. There's a lot of children with autism in our schools. And unfortunately, I mean, there's a zero tolerance, but what I sort of found now with the zero tolerance is that it happens on buses.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yep. But, you know, it's sad because I've had a woman on the show whose son committed suicide because he was gay, and they somehow or other snuck a camera and hid it in his room, and he had somebody else there with him, and it was just too much. And
it's
tough because
first of all, you're talking about somebody who's already probably marginalized, you know, somebody who's already have a stigma associated, just like we do with mental illness.
Yep.
We associate the stigma. There's other things too that we associate the stigma with, right? So we've got to be sensitive to that, and really, unfortunately, we're going to have to make the punishment fit the crime,
for
what actually happened, right? Not just a slap on the wrist,
right? Exactly. And you know, there's a study that's been around now a little while. It says that every 12 minutes, someone in the country commits suicide. Now, do you think Shay, that all the modern technology relates to teen suicide?
I think it does. I think, you know, a lot of things are going on with things. Unfortunately, I think there's a subculture out there that feeds on hate and different things that are unfortunate to our society.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other people that are willing to, like, traffic this,
right,
all
right.
of this stuff. So there's sort of something that we don't even know about. But then again, there are people who are affected by social media, and it can have a lasting effect. You know, it's hard to then forget because it's always there. You can pull it up. Or even if it was deleted, someone has it saved, so they could still post it or whatever.
Right.
So my thinking is now, even there's commercials I see on the TV I have in my waiting room. Come on, be forgotten online. Don't let something haunt you, your reputation, for the rest of your life. Sue to get things taken down. You know, there's a whole pushback
mm-hmm.
for people against privacy, against, you know,
right.
you know, against these things. And so you really need to know that it's going to be what you post. Make sure your grandma would be okay seeing that.
Yeah.
That's all you have to know.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, coping skills are they're in a range. Some people have them. Some people don't. Some people have the ones they need. Some people don't. And unfortunately, what happens is people have been strong for so long. They've been strong. Now they've been strong too long. And nobody, they feel, has been able to take that away. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's where it just gets a little bit more pain than one can even humanly tolerate. That's really what happens when
right.
somebody decides or attempts or to complete suicide. You
right.
know, so we really need to understand that. Every person you meet on the street is going through their own struggle in one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
One way or
right.
another. Everybody has a struggle. Just try to be a light in every once in a while someone's life. Pay it forward.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's it.
But it's true that everyone has problems.
Every single one
and,
of them.
And, you know, it's like everyone gets depressed. I don't care who you are. You know,
if it's not one thing, it's another.
You break up with your girlfriend, or you know, smash your brand new car, or whatever.
Right.
Or you get anxious, anxiety. You're going on a job interview, or
right.
you want to ask somebody, or you want to ask a girl out, or a mm-hmm. guy or out, or whatever. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know how that is, so you're anxious about that. And you know, we all go through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I know one period of time.
And we all deal with it differently too.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
the thing is too that. Imagine if you had all your worries on top of being just economically destitute and then having a problem.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to get through to people, that it's not that welfare is there to do this or this, that, and the other thing. I don't want to talk about a political conversation, but there are some people who really need the help.
Right.
They desperately need the help.
Right.
And we are not in that such a desperate situation very often, are we?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And it's true, you know, because I know at one point in my life I lost my job and I was very depressed. And I was out one day after about 5 days, I was in the yard and I was splitting firewood and I'm slamming it down and splitting, I'm slamming it down and splitting. All of a sudden, it dawned on me, Cartwright, you got a house, a mortgage, car payments, four kids.
And income. And
four kids that you have to feed.
Yep.
You have to put food on the table.
Right.
You better get your butt out there and get a job. And I did.
Right.
But it was that, you know, like I said, everybody goes through depression. I don't
right.
care who you are.
Everybody doubts themselves.
Right.
Everybody has emotions. Every
right.
single one of us.
Right.
Whether we show it or we don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Or only show it sometimes, or
right.
you know,
yeah.
what you know, but
that's the way men were raised for the most part, and that's unfortunately why there's a higher
oh,
male
yeah.
suicide rate overall,
right?
Just because they're just told or
right.
really taught,
right?
Just to be all of us were,
right.
and we all were, but it's like we're not going to change society, all we're trying to do is make a change in one person's life,
yeah. And it's sad because suicide between ages 13 and 21 is the second highest rate of death among those ages.
Right. Not only is that the point where most people are first having symptoms, but on top of that, they're going through probably the most difficult portion of their life. At the same time, they're having the most freedom that they've ever had. Right. So really, a lot of times, you need to reel that in and say, wait, do you need to go to county college for a couple of years and take it easy and then graduate for the other 2 years if you so desire? Also saving mommy and dad money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. you know, if you believe in that, sometimes it is better for them to commute to county college if you think that there might have been some warning signs along
right.
the way. Early intervention right. is so important. It's so important.
It is that, you know. And but we have to take another break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very, very privileged today to have with us Shay Dibley, who is a NAMI board member and also has a mental health issue who has gone on with his life, and he's married and has two children. And he just recently opened up his own insurance office up in Washington, right? Correct?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Washington on Roof.
I said Hackettstown the first time, but that's where
that's
you live.
That's right.
So,
yeah, that's okay.
You know. Yep. But, all right, Shay, all this stimuli we've been talking about and everything, how do you feel it affects a person's mental health along with their sleep patterns, say? Or weight problems, or drinking and smoking.
Yeah, of course, I'm not a doctor, but
no,
but I think.
We all have opinions, you know.
Yes, yeah, but I think the overall rate of mental health has grown not only because of now that we can diagnose it. I think it's because of a lot of factors that affect our our whole. Now you see people in their 50s and 60s; they're on their phones constantly too.
Oh
so,
yeah.
So I mean, yeah, but
not
I mean,
me.
overall, our minds are said to be something like 40 years older. Like we can't keep up with this technology. Most of our minds are 1975. That's it. So, you know, what we think that we need, such as a Snapchat notification, or that we don't. In fact, I tell my kids, put your phones in your pocket or give them to me. We're sitting down to dinner. We're not going to have anything. We might have the TV on, but nothing else. You know, no, right. Sitting on Snapchat or watching a video of your own. Right. You know, this is our time to sit down. And I said, when you're sitting with a girl or a boy, but if you're sitting with a girl, anyone, you should be focused on the person.
Right.
Not on your phone, not on anyone who's not there. I said, emergencies come up. If I call in the middle of something, yeah, answer. Or if I, you know, whatever. But in general, you should not be just ignoring the people in your presence.
Right.
These are all skills that we need as adults. Because I guarantee you, the successful kids are going to be the ones who stand up. They shake your hand, they look you in the eye, they ask your name, they tell you, and you tell them their name. Trust me, that goes a long way.
Right.
Along with please and thank you. I'm telling you.
Right.
I'm just saying, you're going to be much more successful if you have those soft skills. In life. In life.
Yep, absolutely.
So, I'm not saying everyone has to be an extrovert. I'm not saying that.
No, because everybody isn't.
Everybody isn't. No,
right.
No.
What do you feel about, you know, like weight problems and drinking? And
I think, you know, cut out from your life just one small thing, right? So instead of having two beers a night, have one or one and a half. Instead of three sugars in your coffee and cream, have milk and two sugars. It doesn't take that much of a difference to actually make a big difference in your life. Or, you know, I'm a cigarette smoker. I've struggled with it for a long time. I continue working on myself with that, trying to get over it. But it's similar to other things in our life. You know, just they're not insurmountable. They're just little changes. Keep making those changes. Stick doing something you can stick with, not something that's, I'm not going to eat cheeseburgers anymore. Well, you like cheeseburgers, so at least twice a month you can have cheeseburgers. You know, but twice a month is different than twice a week.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
You know, my son smokes, my youngest son who has schizophrenia. And it's a proven fact that the nicotine helps quell the voices in their head.
It's true, yeah.
Now, my wife would love to. I mean, I would love to have him quit smoking too. Mm-hmm. But I can understand him smoking because it helps him.
Right.
And if it helps him, I'm not saying it's healthy for him because
exactly.
It's not.
Exactly.
But it helps him.
Yeah.
And
I've generally found that overall when I've quit, I've sort of used that as a crutch. But I don't know if I need to because I don't know if it's exactly accurate. In fact, when you smoke less cigarettes, it's said that the medication you take for mental health is more effective.
Right.
So there's other benefits.
Right.
Where you might be on less medication if you quit smoking. So I'm not telling anybody to continue smoking because it's really they should quit immediately. It is a terrible health risk. Nobody should continue. But if you are going to continue, try to stave it off a little bit. Less smoking. It's going to be better than more.
Right.
But really, no smoking really should. We should move to a society that just does not smoke.
You know, it's funny because when I quit, they said I had polyps on my vocal cords. So they put me in a hospital, turned me upside down, scraped the polyps off my vocal cords, and said that was the only time they could do it. If they came again, they'd have to take the vocal cords out, and I'd have to talk through the hole in my throat.
Yeah.
I said, that was it. I walked out of the hospital.
Yeah.
I, you know, out of the doctor's thing. I crumbled them up. I threw them away.
I'm trying not to be that scared. You know,
and I
I'm
never
trying to scare
you know,
myself like
well,
right
it's,
now.
You know, anybody can have polyps on their, you know, it's just that I had them and I was smoking, you know.
Right.
And that, you know, so then I started, what was it? It was a patch. And at that time, it was through prescription.
Mm-hmm.
So I had it for 2 weeks, and I thought, you know, I've got an addictive personality. I could get addicted to the patch. Mm-hmm. So I threw the patch out. I never wore it again either,
right,
you know.
Right.
But I haven't smoked in almost 29 years either.
That's
so
that's amazing. You know. Yeah. And, you know, you'll find these things that, that we commit to sometimes, and we've done them, and we've put them behind us.
Right.
But, you know, when I went to the doctor, the pediatrician that we go to, the internal medicine, sees our whole family, I said, I really want to quit smoking. He said, at the time, he said, well, have you tried the patches yet? Well, I'm not going to put you on Chantix because of your history of mental illness. But I want you to lose weight. I want you to lose weight because the medication you're on can cause
right.
diabetes. So I made it my point to lose weight. Now that I've done that, I really want to stave off and quit smoking, even if it means I gain a little weight
mm-hmm.
back. Because
mm-hmm.
I know that he wasn't saying, like, oh, just continue smoking just unilaterally.
Right.
He wasn't saying it's okay.
Right.
Because you'll die a terrible death, whether
right.
you have mental illness or not, in most cases,
right.
if you continue smoking for the rest of your life.
You've helped others, Shay, while you're in your recovery. Would you speak a little to how you help people break the revolving door to mental illness health coverage and the gaps that are in it?
Yeah.
We have about, I don't know, about 5-6 minutes left, so we got some time. So.
Okay, well, that's more than enough time because I hardly know anything about the actual mental health system revolving door about actually how it works with the insurance. So I'm really not, you know, I sell insurance, but I have my health insurance license, but I don't offer too many products in that area, so I should be better versed on it, but I'm really not. I, you know, HBH advisory board meeting, that's about as close to it as I get. I went to the stigma-free task force before that stopped to be more involved
mm-hmm.
in what it means to have outpatient, what it means to we really have an outpatient society
right.
now. We have an outpatient society. So mm-hmm. it's how, unless you're in a crisis, then you need to be inpatient. But for the most part, it's an outpatient facility type. We have no more really institutionalization in New Jersey. So we really need to figure out a better way. But I'm glad that people aren't living their lives in institutions anymore because
right.
we really deserve to be out there with everybody. And don't forget, people with mental health issues like Beethoven, you know.
A lot of famous people.
Van Gogh.
Yeah.
You know,
Bruce Springsteen just came out and said he had mental health issues.
People have
he suffers from severe depression.
We're talking about people who have significantly changed history in the arts.
Right.
In the arts.
You know who I always get amazed at? Buzz Aldrin. He's a guy who walked on the moon.
Amazing.
Is an astronaut
yeah.
and suffers from major, major depression.
I mean, it's just incredible when you think
right.
about how many people. You know,
right.
Demi Lovato.
Yep.
I mean, she came out, but she has a substance abuse problem, too.
Right.
But she has a
right.
mental health issue. She's
and she speaks for NAMI.
She speaks for
NAMI National.
She does.
Right.
And so there's so many people out there showing the positive part about it, that they have gotten help and are able to. I'd really like to see if we as a society can come down to the people right on the streets, maybe the homeless, maybe the people who really, really need this type of help
right.
and get it for them. Because I just don't think that we need to always highlight how successful everybody is all
right.
the time. There's people really hurting. Really
exactly.
hurting.
Exactly.
So.
You know. You know, when someone asks for help, that sometimes requires self-reflection or insight. How can that be learned?
You know, I think it is. It's different, right? Denial and insight. You know, you can say that you just deny something, but if you don't really, if you're using the same instrument to judge it as you are being affected by it, it's really not the same as denial, right?
Right.
It's more
right.
just you don't realize that your mental health condition is you. Sometimes you point the finger at somebody else and say it's their problem, it's their. But you know what? That comes sort of, doesn't come to everybody. It comes sort of mysteriously over time. Sort of, you get worn down. You're
mm-hmm.
like, wait a minute. Okay, it almost gets like to a point where it's like, I need to do something else. I can't just obsess about this one thing and think it's this one thing. Like, life is all around me. Needs to be, something needs to change with the person with the mental health issue, and that's on their time. By the way, you can't institute, there's no way to teach insight.
Right.
You know, it's literally just the person having that realization. You know.
isn't sometimes when you have to ask for help, isn't that sometimes overwhelming?
It is. It can be for somebody to right. ask for help. So that's why I said, like, with, if you are a caregiver for a mental health person, especially youth, but any age caregiver, be ready just to listen, even if it's garble. Mm-hmm. It's helping that person that you're actually validating them, that you're right. listening to them.
Right, right.
And then maybe they'll be more apt to reach out and ask for help.
Right. If someone wanted some more information about your insurance business or to talk to you about whatever, how would they reach out to you?
Well, therapy sessions are on Tuesday. No, I'm just kidding. No, I really my insurance business is alive and well, and I'm not here to plug it. But yeah, if you want to reach me, I'll give you my number here. It's 908-223-1348 at the office. Call or text. Be happy to speak with any of you about anything. Just give me a call, because I'm my own business owner. I'm there for the most part on my own. I have two other producers that aren't there very often, but feel free to stop in. I'm right up on Route 57 in Washington if you're ever up in the area, right across from the Green Brick Methodist Church there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know where that is.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Yeah. Would you give that phone number again?
Sure. It's 908-223-1348, and a call or text. So,
okay. Yeah. And your mailbox was full. I want you to know that.
Remember? I deleted it on the way down here. Thank you. On the way down here,
I was
deleting. No, it's funny because I just got one cell phone and only have one cell phone. I had two for whatever reason, long story. But now I only have one cell phone. Now I'm like, wow, I really need to look through all my voicemails and delete them and stuff. You know?
So. But anyway, Shay, I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your business and coming down here.
Thank you, Larry.
And I really appreciate it. And
Larry is modest. He is. We have the privilege of having him, to be honest with you. Not the other way around. Larry has fought for our country. In addition to that, raised four children with his wife, Priscilla, and is dedicated all the time to this cause. So I want you to know that.
And I think, you know, my whole thing is if I can help one person, right. then it's all worthwhile,
right.
you know.
Right.
So that's why people ask me, what do you do all this stuff for? Well, that's the reason. If I can help one person, right. then it's all worthwhile,
right.
you know.
Exactly.
And
yep.
thank you again. I appreciate it. And we'll be back same time, same station next week. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter. See you next week.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterton is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
North Korean officials over the weekend. Pompeo described the talks as productive. Meanwhile, North Korean officials described the U.S. as having a, quote, gangster-like mindset when it comes to denuclearization. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says there's one thing people need to remember when it comes to dealing with the North Koreans.
Actually, the social aspect of it is something we don't talk about too much because we don't